Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here for another week's worth of news and conversation and commentary about what's going on the American family farm, not with big agribusiness. You'll notice that the advertisers that support the huge agribusinesses do not support this program. And there's no surprise there because I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing it because I want the message to be clear. I am a family farmer. I think family farmers are getting the short end of the stick across the board. And to begin with, the news this week, the focus on broadband access and how it needs to improve since the Trump era when the government allowed the big, again, much we, it's the same old story, the huge corporations like Verizon that don't want to serve areas where they can't make any money. So basically that's rural America. It screws the farmers over. And this year sort of a mix of good, bad. I suppose farmers are still apprehensive a little bit because they don't really know what to expect because the net neutrality thing hasn't been faffed out, hasn't been figured out. On the good side, successes and advancements have been brought around by some of the new technologies that are not controlled by the huge businesses that control most of the infrastructure of communication. So that's the good news. The bad news is a lot of farms still have to rely on weak technology, satellite distribution, DSL, that kind of stuff. And so there's some apprehension because the government has spent $6 billion in broadband grants since the pandemic began, but they don't have anything to show for it. And yet they're ready to spend money again. The United Soybean Board has a study of this, and I'm going to be discussing it next week, is the National Broadcasters, Farm Broadcasters Association annual meeting in Kansas City. I'm going to be there, and I'm sure I'm going to go through, find a lot of people who are into this sort of thing that are not big ag people that can speak to the future of American farming and some of the things that have to be solved is the broadband situation. Farm offices don't have enough solid communication and you don't really, if you don't have any towers, you can't talk to, I mean, I have this all the time and I'm in a suburban town on my farm and the back and forth on iPhones is horrible because we don't have good towers. We don't have good connectivity. And that's in a suburban situation in the greater Boston area. Imagine what it's like out in suburban Kansas or Iowa or places where farmers can't, there's no conductivity at all. They could be out in a tractor trying to get somebody on a cell phone. Forget about it. And so, the business management style that we have today in agriculture and every place else requires that farmers, people in the office, people need to be doing the communication that wireless technology gives you if you have a tower or if you have the broadband. And both of those things are missing in mid-size and smaller farm communities. Business managers and owners of farms, family farms, need broadband's business management capabilities to stick up, or rather to stay up with the times. And it just isn't there. And for the life of me, I don't know what they're spending the $6 billion on, but it sure as heck isn't to do a better job. So we need to keep pushing in that direction to get the government to make these people provide the services that they keep crowing about. You know, all the ads that you see on TV, better broadband, better get the service for $25 a month. What good is it to pay for stuff that's not there? The Farm Broadcast is one of the places that farmers listen to all these farm broadcasts, plural. What's the weather going to be this winter? Well, the southwestern U.S. is supposed to be struggling with drought. That's going to continue, according to the long-range forecast. So if you're a farmer in the southwest, not great. None of these big dairies that are in the southwest really suffering. They're trying to water the big fields of alfalfa, but they don't have any water to run those big machines. Warmer and drier than normal weather forecast for the southern region. Wetter than normal weather in the Pacific Northwest and the Rockies. Let's see here. Cooler, wetter conditions forecast across portions of the northern tier of the country. Warmer, drier conditions much of the southern tier. This is a La Nina weather pattern. Let's see here. The southwest may suffer most because it's drought-stricken now, and it won't get much relief, it looks like. The entire southern half of the country, from the Ohio Valley down, forecast to have a warmer-than-average winter. Eastern seaboard as well, where I am in Massachusetts, looks like it's going to be warmer than normal. So that's something, I don't know, what do you do with that information? You know, is it really going to be warmer? I don't know. Here's some interesting information for those of you who are raising chickens. This is from the Better Chicken Commitment Group, the BCC. They have pledged to set up a set of standards to improve the lives of the animals raised for meat sold in their stores, brought about in part by what's going on in Washington State, for example. They've sued chicken producers there over the prices. The producers are getting the money. The farmers are not. State of Washington accusing the chicken producers of a wide-ranging conspiracy to inflate and manipulate prices, basically rig the prices. And again, 95% of this goes to the middlemen, not to the farmer. We're talking about Tyson, Koch Foods, Purdue Farms. The lawsuit accuses the companies of coordinating together to reduce production and therefore drive up the cost of chicken. They produced more chicken after, you know, they went through this, but prices went down, and so they cut the number of chickens being produced, and the prices went up. And they all agreed to this as sort of a cabal. So the conspiracy cost most people, middle-class folks in Washington State, more money to put food on their table, and so that's why they got sued. Now, in terms of the Better Chicken Commitment, the Better Chicken Coalition, this has been around for a couple of years. I remember when they first got started. There's new momentum, though, because they are trying to figure out the answer to a couple of important questions. Do the standards it asks companies represent meaningful change? They are wanting to have growing conditions better, farmers paid more. Basically, it's like a union of chicken growers. And who would have thought outside of the farm world that there, who even knows, is a union of chicken people? I think part of this is an inspiration from the National Farmers Union, in fact, trying to get legal requirements. There is such, if you went into, and those of you who raise chickens, you know what I'm talking about. Some of the places, these huge agribusinesses, the conditions that the chickens live under in their short lives is ridiculously bad. So hopefully there will be some luck here. Knowing I probably should spend some more time on the Better Chicken Commitment. I'll have to do that in a program that's coming up. But in the meantime, we're going to meet Vicky Wojcik, who is the director of Science Pollinator Partnership. Pollinators, we all know what they are. Well, we're going to find out more about what they do, the nuance of pollination, if you will, here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with a reminder about getting a good night's rest. My Pillow now has a huge surplus of pillows, standard pillows, because a lot of the box stores don't like the owner of the company, so they cancel their orders, and you are going to benefit. Right now, a $69.98 standard MyPillow. You can buy them for $19.98 while the store, the supply lasts. But I'm going to tell you, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of these pillows. So if you need new pillows for your bedroom, for bedrooms around your house, you want to give one of the pillows or a couple of pillows away for Christmas, now's the time to buy them. Only $19.98. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square in there. Put in DJV, and you'll get this standard MyPillow for $19.98. Not only this amazing offer, but there are all kinds of other discounts using the DJV code on a variety of MyPillow products, which you find in the catalog online, MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the promo code DJV.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix that product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Back with the American Family Farmer, let's meet Vicki Wojcik, who's the director of the Science Pollinator Partnership. Now, when I think of pollinators, I think of bees. I think of research that's being done to help the pollinators or the bees do a better job. Am I on safe ground here, or are we talking about something else that's more in-depth than just
simple? I think you're on the right track. It's mostly bees. Bees are the best pollinators out there. But those animals that bring us the food we eat, it's a little bit more than bees. Bees do the heavy lifting, and then we have flies. Very underrated. Some butterflies.
Flies?
And, yeah, flies. I know. Did you hear me say that? Flies.
I did.
Flies are really great pollinators as well. And
you know what? I've been on the farm. I've been on the farm all my life, and all I've done when it came to flies, because mostly I'm a dairy guy, is get those wasps that eat the fly larvae to keep the flies.
No, it's, I hear you, but a fly is not a fly is not a fly in my world of pollinators. So
really?
There are a lot of pollinating flies. They look like bees, they behave like bees, and they support the same pollination that bees do. So some flies are very, very good on the farm.
So some flies good, some flies bad. I know there are different types of flies. I think this is going to be the unexpected benefit of listening to this program, figuring out how flies are good, because I don't think there are many of us who, even if we've been around the farm, as I said, who know that flies are good. So we're going to that out.
Maybe I can convince you, huh?
Yeah, right. Well, we're going to listen very intently. Matter of fact, that's where we're going to go as soon as we have a word or two from your local station that's carrying this program. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Vicki Wojcik is the promoter of pollinators. She runs the Pollinator Partnership, and the website, if you want to get into the weeds here, literally and figuratively, pollinator, P-O-L-L-I-N-A-T-O-R, pollinator.org. So you're the research director. What's your background? You're a science kid. Did you have some degree in botany, biology? What do you have to know to do this?
It's a degree in entomology. So I'm a bug girl, and I like the bugs that visit plants that are on the farms. So a lot of my research has focused on pollination systems on farms. So how do we get more pollinators pollinating more crops? And how can we make those farms better habitat for pollinators? That's where I'm coming from.
Okay, so we've had, and I think everybody, even the dullest of us, know that the bee population has suffered greatly in the past 10 years, mostly at the hands of the polluters, that is the big ag businesses that will tell you they're there to help, but their stuff kills off the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, if you will, because of things like Roundup. And so with the dissemination of the bee population, are we going to flies, or were flies always part of this, of the overall picture?
They're always part of it. So actually it's a lot more complicated than we usually think. So I know when someone says pollination, you often think, what did I learn back in high school? And you're taught this story that it's one pollinator that visits one plant, and they've co-evolved with each other. But it's actually not true. Most plants are visited by a whole bunch of different pollinators, and most pollinators don't just pick one. They also visit a whole bunch of different plants. So it's a really complex and diverse system. And that's why it's actually still been going strong, even though there's all of these impacts like habitat decline and pesticide use and climate change. There's so many pollinators out there working hard. We're okay for now, but we still have to think really hard about how to make sure their livelihoods are doing well.
Besides bees and flies, what's in the pollinator category?
So we have moths and butterflies. So they're kind of the same. The main different point is that butterflies tend to visit flowers during the day, and moths are more night species or late evening species. But going back to butterflies, we have a really, really important butterfly, the monarch butterfly, that I think everyone knows and everyone's used to seeing on farms, in their backyards, even in cities. Monarch butterfly populations are like all other pollinator populations, going in the wrong direction. They are on decline, but there's a lot of positives that farm management and habitat planting can do to support them.
What are those? Let's expand on that a little bit, your last statement, will you?
Anything you do to help put habitat, which is food for pollinators, which is actually just flowers, so it's very simple. More flowers in the ground, the better. You make their populations more likely to survive to give us food. With monarch butterflies, they need specific food, milkweed. It's good for the adults. It's good for the caterpillars. And milkweed has declined in numbers because it's not what most people classically want in their ag properties or around their home. So we have all these efforts now that really support planting more milkweed, especially within agricultural areas, so that when monarch butterflies are flying through, they find food.
Milkweed is interesting because as a hay guy, milkweed is anathema in a hay field. Maybe we need to figure out how to get it out of the hay field and put it into another field. That will be something I'll explore with Vicki as we continue here. Vicki Wojcik is the Director of Science Pollinator Partnership, talking about how we can sustain the growth of that industry, all the industries in farming that require pollination, which is pretty much everything. We all need, we can't survive without pollination. So we continue with that in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight, too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of high-profile murder trials seeing developments. First, an 18-year-old accused of opening fire on protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, took the stand in his double homicide trial yesterday. Kyle Rittenhouse charged with killing two men and injuring a paramedic during civil unrest after a police shooting in that city last year.
On August 25th of 2020, did you come to downtown Kenosha to look for trouble?
No.
Rittenhouse claiming he was only in Kenosha that day to protect businesses. Meanwhile, a fifth day of a murder trial for three men in the Georgia killing of Ahmed Arbery will be starting later this morning. Yesterday, the jury heard from a police detective who questioned one of the suspects right after it happened. Inflation concerns leading to a down day on Wall Street on Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Bipartisan governors from 21 U.S. states as well as two territories and the mayor of the District of Columbia are now urging Congress to pass what's called the Secure and Fair Enforcement Banking Act. It would let licensed cannabis businesses be able to use banks. The Safe Banking Act would prohibit a federal banking regulator from penalizing a depository institution for providing banking services, including loans, to a legitimate cannabis-related business. Now that cannabis is becoming more and more accepted and is now approved for recreational use in many states. More Americans say they are worried about a spike in crime. A new Gallup survey saying that anxieties about certain types of crimes are running high and surpassing levels seen before the pandemic struck. And that includes respondents frequently or occasionally thinking about getting mugged, being attacked while driving, and falling victim to identity theft. 74% of the people surveyed say they are legitimately worried about hackers taking their personal credit card or financial information. And younger women are investing more often. A new study from Fidelity Investments finds nearly 75% of millennial women invest aside from their retirement accounts. And coming to you from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're exploring the science of pollination and what animals can we call bees and flies and moths and butterflies animals, I suppose. They're insects more than they're animals, right? So we'd call them insects. Would that fit into the bill here, Vicki?
But I'm going to throw a little curveball in there and add two other pollinators that aren't insects into the mix. So we do have hummingbirds and bats that are also pollinators.
Bats. Bats get a bad rap, apparently, right? I don't like them, but people tell me that they get a bad rap. Do they?
They can, and you know, it depends where you live. But if you live further south and you're growing agave, for example, which might not be the most commonly grown crop, but agave is pollinated by bats. So if you're an agave farmer, you need that bat. And they're also just really good in the ecosystem. They eat those pesky flies that you don't want around your cows, too. So, yeah, bats are really important. But I would still go back to my first point and your first point. Bees, they're the best. They are the best pollinators. We know about them. They do the majority of the work. And it's really important to support bees. So we have a handful of programs at Pollinator Partnership that really help farmers do just that. Because the truth is, we all need pollinators everywhere, but the place we need them the most is on the farm helping make our food. So we have a program called Bee Friendly Farming, which helps farmers recognize the actions they're already taking to support bees and certifies their production as bee-friendly. And to be a bee-friendly farmer, you have to provide habitat for bees. It's that simple. I mean, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but it is that simple. So we want you to have hedgerows or cover crops, some kind of flowers blooming throughout the year. We want you to think a little bit before you choose to use a pesticide, making sure that it's not one that is particularly harmful to bees. And we also want you to think about where those bees might be nesting, because they might be nesting in the ground or in some of the plantings that you put nearby. So if you have that in place, we're to go, and you can get certified as a bee-friendly farmer. We have more than 100,000 acres of farmland certified as bee-friendly, and that's actually translating to more than 60,000 acres of habitat across those farms. Our biggest bee-friendly farming product is almond, but all vegetables, honey, flower growers, grape growers, apple growers, and other farmers are certified. So it's a great way to do the right thing for pollinators, help your farm be more productive, and there's a marketing pitch there too, because a consumer can go to the store and purchase a bee-friendly farm certified product.
So in terms of how you're helping farmers, let's underscore the bee-killing pesticides that are being used on American farmlands. Once farmers figure this out, do they stay away from? Have you found it to be the case that they need the bee, and as you pointed out, all these other ancillary beings to make sure the corn whatever it is, many different what it is this is a sort of fertilizer in and of itself, because it gets the male with the female and allows things to grow as they are supposed to. And the more pesticides we put in the ground or spray on the plants, the less likely we are, not just with bees, but all the others are killed by these pesticides, all the other things you've been talking about, right?
Yeah, so in our Bee Friendly Farming certification, we ask that our farmers practice integrative pest management. And while integrative pest management does not necessarily mean you never use pesticides, it means you look at all of the different opportunities that you have to protect your crops. And sometimes you may be reaching for a pesticide, but maybe you choose the one that you know is safer for bees. And when you have that mindset, that makes a huge difference. You can absolutely have a very solid pest management program and have very healthy bee populations if you do it right. And we have guidelines to help you with that.
Are you a farm kid? Did you grow up on the farm?
You know, I'm not. This is silly. I'm a city girl, and I always struggled with this. I love the farm, and I didn't have the opportunity until I went to university to actually really get involved in ag. I went to an ag school, and now I'm working in pollinator conservation. Most of my research is on the farm.
So there you go. So what you didn't get as a youngster, you've made up for as an adult. But where do you study this sort of thing? You said you studied this in college. Where?
So there's a lot of great research that's going on at pollinators and farming. I did my graduate work at UC Berkeley. Great UC system, a lot of land grant schools that do have ag programs focusing on exactly what we're talking about, pest management, pollinator protection. But in every state, there is a great university or college that has an extension program that's working with farmers, trying to fine-tune pollination and how we're doing it. You know, how are we managing our farms to get the pollinators working for us? How are we working to support those pollinators?
Well, I think that the average person now who's listening to this program, the family farmer, wants to know whether you have a product. You're talking about how to do it, but we know that we don't want to have the killing pesticides. So are you working on developing, you said use the more friendly ones, but it seems to me like the door is open to develop something that will not be toxic, that could enhance the life of the bees and the flies and the moths and whomever, and not affect, you know, get rid of the problems mostly of weeds and you know, other pests. So what do you have? What is pollinator? The website, by the way, is pollinator.org. So what do you have?
Yeah, so we ourselves, obviously, our research focuses on habitat and pollinator conservation, but the world of crop protection is really diverse and really advanced, and there are a lot of emerging tools that are not synthetic-based pesticides that are exceptionally harmful. There are techniques like using biological control or the release of sterile insects so that the insects go out there and they try to find a mate to make more insects, but they're mating with sterile insects, so the pest population doesn't grow. There's all sorts of other products you can use, like various natural oils. So there are these options available, and it's more about letting people know that you have choices and you should choose one that's better for bees rather than telling them what they shouldn't do. We've gotten a lot further by letting people know all the great stuff they can do to help pollinators.
Always better to be positive than negative. Again, the website is pollinator.org. Some more time with Vicki Bojic right after these words about Calitrin and how it will help you in a defensive way as you get into the holiday season. We've had Halloween, people still eating the candy. I know you're an adult and you're not supposed to eat your children's candy, but I know you are. I raided my grandson's candy bag when I was in California last weekend. Oh, yes, there's that. And we're getting close to Thanksgiving, a couple of weeks away, where we eat. And one of the great tributes to farmers is how well we prepare and provide for the Thanksgiving meal. But then there's Christmas and New Year's, and so you're eating and eating and eating, and the success stories that come from being on Calitrin as to keeping the weight off, well, more particularly, it helps you. The real drive here is to keep, once you've lost the weight, keep it off. And there are several simple steps that you take. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and find out about the programs that they have. You can, you know, diets are important. Sometimes these other exercise programs are helpful. But you'll see results and keep the results as you want them to be by staying on a steady diet of Calitrin every night. It is the number one choice in our country for healthy weight loss. So get on the defensive. Start now. Don't wait till after the first of the year. Get on the Calitrin program so you can maintain the weight if it's where you want it to be. Go online to toploss.com. Get your health and weight back on track. And look at all the success stories. They're always spotlighted on the website. You can read more there at toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you check out. You'll pay no shipping charges, and you get the BOGO deal on three or more. So you get three, you buy three of the capsule containers, and you get six. So you stay on it twice as long. That's the deal. That's the spotlight. That's the focus. Be thankful that this is around, because in a long time down the road, you're going to be happy that you were on this program. Calitrin, toploss.com is the website to get Calitrin. Check it out now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contracts every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
Back with Vicki Wojcik, who's the Director of Science Pollinator Partnership. So who provides for you? Who's supporting? This is a 501c3. You have a lot of resources. You're doing a lot of good work. So how do you get the sustenance to pay you and the other researchers and people that are on the staff here?
No, I love that question. It's grants, and asking. So we have a wonderful donor base that has been supporting our programs for more than two decades. And we're able to do what we do because of their giving. We also, like all nonprofits and charities out there, are asking foundations and governments for support. And we've been really successful because we're doing something really relevant and important here. So
and it's
that's
unique.
How we get it going.
Yeah, it's unique. I see that, and this makes nothing but sense, the Garden Club of America, which is all about having things that require pollination, that's a natural. But individuals, I mean, if you're a farmer and you want to get the support you need, this is a great way to get it, and you ought to contribute something when you get the help. A lot of the stuff that you see online doesn't cost you anything, but still supporting this for everybody to benefit from, it's really, I've learned a whole heck of a lot from you in just the half hour that we've been talking. You know, you mentioned beetles, right? You did hummingbirds. Yeah. Did you mention beetles too?
Well, beetles are the oldest pollinators. That's what we know. They're not really good at it. They eat more of the pollen than they move, but they are the first pollinator that actually decided to jump onto a plant and see, what is this? What could I eat here?
You know, isn't it amazing? Think about this. In a spiritual sense, I get off on this tutor every once in a while, and I think about how complex the universe is, how complex life is, and what it takes to sustain life. Without all of these beings that we've been talking about here for the past half hour or so, there would be no life, because there'd be no food, there'd be no sustenance, and yet we are, I was going to say stupid enough, we're dumb enough, or we're not smart enough to stay away from the millions and millions and millions of tons of pesticides that we put around and kill all the bees that keep us in business. Makes no sense to me. So anyway, if you want to find a way around that, check out Vicki's website at pollinator, pollinator.org. Find out how you can sustain and make your farm more bee-friendly, because it is important to be friendly to bees and bats and all these other beings. It's really cool. Vicki, thank you very much, and good luck. Best of luck. If you want to contribute, go to the website as well, pollinator.org. This is Doug Steffen, and this is the American Family Farmer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The American Family Farmer continues now, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with a reminder about our weekly podcast that we have. It's new material every week. The most recent one on the American Family Farmer brings the Food Sovereignty Act that was passed in Maine. Man, I think this has gotten so much notoriety, and so it should, because of the impact that it will have on other states who want to do the same thing. If Maine had the courage to do it, to stand up to the huge agribusinesses, because that's what people want, not what the big ag businesses want, but what people want, food choice, then look to the state of Maine. And we discuss that in our current podcast, The American Family Farmer. Also, I talked to Jim Roberts, who's the chairman of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. They're aiming at educating and bringing local farmers and customers together with programs, support. How do you get your message out to people in your community who can use your product? I know in my town, we have the north side of town and the south side of town. South side of town, most people in the south side of town don't even know there are farms in existence in the south side of town. So that's the sort of thing that you want to try to overcome. And using social media, which is another approach we discuss in this podcast, is very important. We also have a lot of info about Thanksgiving and what to expect. The program focuses on farms, food, and families. So we've got a lot of things I discuss in this podcast, my objection to the clean air tax that will cost dairy farmers $650 a cow. This is the height of ignorance as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I got that toot going. You can listen to it. Something I toot a lot about that. Speaking of methane gas, toot a lot about it on the American Family Farmer Show, and also my weekday DJV
program, which you can hear on a lot of the same stations. So check out the podcast. Listen, if you will, to the American Family Farmer Show on American Farmer, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. The whole idea of what we do as small independent farmers, I invite you almost every week to go to my website, EastleyFarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, to see what I'm doing with the animals that are on the farm, what we're feeding them, how people are enjoying the animals, coming to learn more, youngsters especially. I want to have a lot of children. My barn is filled with pictures and information like a school, a classroom, for understanding how cows work. And this, I think, is something to help you sustain and maintain a healthy relationship with the community. Now, you got to be open. Some people don't like it. But family farms are great places for people to come in. And they sense your work ethic. The folks that visit understand your love of farming. And so there's success here all the way around. And there are more and more farms that are starting small craft farms and things that they do to stay alive here. You know, they've got dairy cows in most of these farms, and they have the usual need to make and grow products that are good for the cows. But then there are other things that can be done. I've seen story after story after story of people who load up their horse-drawn wagons. In my case, it's a horse-drawn wagon with a Massey Ferguson 40 tractor on it, or a Farmall M that I bring around. We take about 20, 25 minutes to go around the farm so people can see the animals, see what it's like to have this much acreage in a town where there's no open land, basically. And then they dine on some of our ice cream. And just have a great, you can spend an hour or so with your family having a neat time. And then we also talk about what it takes to raise things like good soil, good amendments to the soil. People don't think about when they buy food or they eat it, they don't think anymore about where it comes from. And so that's one of the messages that I have for all of you. If you can put together a program, I suppose it's formalized somewhat, to maybe a day or two a week, bring people around the farm, have the farm open so that folks can see what it takes to be successful, what the equipment is like. People have no idea how many tractors and how expensive the equipment is. And a lot of times people have more invested in the equipment than they do their homes. That's not unusual at all. So make sure your farm is a haven, no matter what you do on the farm, a haven for people to visit and a haven for people to learn. And also, if you're doing it right, contribute to your bottom line. Check it all out. I'm Doug Steffen. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at AmericanFamilyFarmer.com. It's our
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.